USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A top international criminal court hearing arguments around claims that Israel's carrying out a genocide against Palestinians in its war with Hamas. U.S. officials Thursday reiterating the nation's stance with Israel, saying the claims have no merit.
Genocide is one of the most heinous acts any entity or individual can commit, and such an allegation should only be made with the greatest of care.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel, South Africa is presenting its case against Israel before the Global Criminal Court. Israel set to address the court today. U.S. and British forces are reportedly working together on military strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. U.S. government officials characterize these actions as retaliatory, saying this comes after months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. There are multiple locations included in U.S. and British target packages. Details about the death or injury of combatants so far unknown. There will be a review at the Pentagon over communication gaps between it and the White House in recent days since Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization.
To examine the roles, processes, procedures, responsibilities, and actions related to the Secretary of Defense's hospitalization.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder on Thursday, he says Defense Department inspectors will assess whether DOD interoffice communication policy is up to snuff. This comes as Austin has faced backlash for leaving top U.S. officials in the White House in the dark about his condition, a positive diagnosis for prostate cancer and resulting complications from corrective surgery. The next winter storm marching across the U.S. is bringing significant new snowfall to Midwest communities already hit hard this week. Much of Iowa is under a blizzard warning. Heaviest snow is expected throughout the day today, tapering off by the weekend. It will be replaced by several days of frigid sub-zero temps. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Closing arguments are done in the Trump New York civil fraud trial, and the case moves toward a decision. Donald Trump and his adult sons and other business associates are being accused of inflating the value of real estate in order to get more favorable loans.
This case is about the facts and the law.
New York Attorney General Letitia James speaking to news media after Thursday's proceedings. Trump spoke to news media as well.
She's a political hack, the Attorney General, and we'll see what happens. I think maybe he may surprise people.
The judge in the case reversed course Thursday and allowed Trump 5 minutes to make closing statements of his own before the court. Trump used the time to make accusations against the judge. There's now a lawsuit filed against Boeing in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug mishap 1 week ago. Also, the FAA is launching a new investigation into the matter. On Friday last week, a door plug on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft went flying off, causing the cabin to depressurize on the Alaska Airlines flight and forcing an emergency landing. The lawsuit claims the ordeal caused physical, emotional, and economic pain for the passengers on board. Meanwhile, the FAA suspects Boeing may have neglected to ensure its plane was entirely buttoned up. We now know which NFL teams will be playing in London and Munich next season. The league released a list on Thursday. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chicago Bears, the Minnesota Vikings will all host games in London. The Carolina Panthers will host the game being played in Munich, Germany in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.